Hi, this is Tony Mowbray, and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Yes, and it's a double delight of Fly Me to the Moon specialities, etc. Well, actually, it can be a treble delight. You can download as many podcasts as you want and listen to them, whatever. A whole season's delight, if you wish. But this particular one is the podcast for issue 519, the podcast companion issue 519, the tremendously successful Blackburn Rovers. Or, would you want another manager? Well, we'll get one for you. Just play Middlesbrough. Isn't that right, Rob?
It is right. Certainly if you're a Blackburn Rovers fan.
Exactly. Yes, it's no mention. It's apparently Mr. Singh that was looking after the whole thing, because saying that Venky's run Blackburn is a bit like saying M&S or various other stores. Actually, that's the brand name.
It's the Singh family who are connected.
Just in case they're wondering. Still, possibility for Gordon Strachan if he doesn't get the Scotland job.
Ooh, wouldn't that be lovely?
Exactly. After the unfortunate reverse against Leeds, just shows divine retribution in hand, because since, of course, the victory against Middlesbrough, hotly disputed, I've no doubt, Leeds have not actually won anything.
They haven't at all. They've been crushed, haven't they?
Precisely. Although Sean O'Driscoll might possibly sort of feel, well,
yes,
it would have been easier if I hadn't actually gone through that. And of course, Barnsley's man has actually gone as well.
Keith Hill. Yeah, that's right.
Very, very strange, really. Still, it's good to see that Steve Gibson maintains that the Mogganaut will continue to move on and work its way through that. So, in this particular production, it is the kind of festive edition. It's the season's routine. We'll be talking with Rob about Richard Millward, making a splendid four-page contribution to the festive edition, ace local poet, and indeed key optimist, which is wonderful. Lots of optimism from that point of view. He gets very excited even about looking at the sort of tactics behind the goal, basically.
Yeah.
He's just thrilled by the whole thing. We've got some fascinating thoughts from Andrew Glover, particularly sort of more from the phrases in which he actually takes them from Tony Mowbray, and suggests that Andrew Glover is not a young man in his 20s. He's actually a sort of middle-aged sort of 60-year-old, really, because some of the lines that come out here are most astonishing. We've got more on Lukas Jutkiewicz and how obviously he was inspired to score goals after meeting yourself and Tracy Hyman, which is always the way forward. And we'll be talking about what Jim Platter is actually doing as well. So heaps of stuff to come. Let's go back to the Leeds game, though. Was it a fair result overall, 2-1?
No, it was back to the sort of Leeds Borough default from years ago at Elland Road, in that you always come away thinking, oh, how did we lose that? But for once, there wasn't a player sent off. I think it was three last year's fixture, which is the norm. But basically, Becchio scored two goals for them. He always scores two goals against us. And the last one had a big slice of luck, a big deflection. Though it has to be said, Jukovic's goal for us had a deflection as well. But we did everything but equalise, and really we were the better team. But that counted for nothing in the end.
And as you rightly said, of course, the first time we played Blackburn Rovers this season, Steve Keane was in charge. They lost. Obviously, Steve Keane has to go. This particular Boxing Day routine. I'm not sure. I saw one comment that suggested that does this sort of give us some indication as to what Blackburn Rovers senior management sort of rate Middlesbrough as far as if you lose against Middlesbrough, that's it, you have to go, effectively. But Henning Berg obviously went as well. Were they as bad as you know?
No. I think.
Were they as bad as Barrett under Gordon Strachan? Yeah.
Not at all. Because if you look back, the stats would show that Middlesbrough dominated again, which was totally untrue, because Blackburn had a lot of chances, and but for a couple of really good saves by Jason Steele, the result could easily have gone the other way. In fact, Blackburn were quite a formidable team on the day, played pretty well, which gave you the sort of, I don't watch Blackburn every week, but you wondered but you wondered whether Henning Berg was he'd only been there for a few games, whether he was starting to sort of put his stamp on the team. I thought for me one of the big mistakes they made, well, one of the many mistakes, was to take about a month to replace Steve Keane, in which time the team went in on a bit of a slide.
And perhaps again, since they actually won with no manager at all, maybe that's the philosophy they're actually working on, effectively. Yeah, sort of temporary routine, no manager whatsoever. Okay, we're going to be finding out what particular band Lukas Jutkiewicz has actually made a bid for actually entering into the There You Go categories. I'm sure that Jericho Keys from DYG will obviously appreciate that, and it's just as well, obviously, not right, because he probably would have gloated after the Leeds United result. Look where he's actually going at present, really.
Yes.
It's a different line. We may well be sort of hooking up with Daniel Baker Baker, who's one of the Borough fans in exile, plus a whole heap of other goodies. All of this on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, after this.
If you love football,
Borough provide the spark. It's now or never. Blast off, blast off, blast off!
It's winner takes all.
And you want all the latest news?
Player of the season. Best game of the season. It's the worst game of the season. The young player of the season.
Some interesting football chat.
How do you win more home matches? You play your home matches like you play away matches, because that's where we're successful.
With discussion about your favourite teams.
He played phenomenally well. I think he could be a key player next season. So had a great team spirit, though. It was a season of progress. Borough were unbeaten. It's a difficult one to say.
And a little quirkiness to boot.
Well, this is interesting. He's in the clouds. He's 6 foot six, 6 foot seven.
Listen to Fly Me to the Moon with Rob Nichols and friends on Southside Broadcasting. What's the website, Rob?
Go to the website, www.fmttm.com.
Listen to the Fly Me to the Moon podcast at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough!
Probably the most epic start to an FMTTM scenario that you could ever wish for.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium, 3 grams of
zinc. Hang on, slow down.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, that's the recipe.
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Farmer Nord on 01670 519989.
All right,
or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989, or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Hi, this is Tony Mowbray, and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Well, we are seeing the Mognaut Leader in full force there on the companion podcast for SU519, of course, the Blackburn Rovers edition. Now, Rob, obviously we're delighted that Stanistan, obviously our man serving on the front line in Afghanistan, has contributed once again with his Christmas time theme. Very much a kind of notion there that the Mognaut will rise up to the promised land, and he may even start mentioning the P word. But perhaps we also need to take account of one of the Borough fans who was brought up in the tradition of supporting Middlesbrough Football Club via his father, even though he's based in Cambridge. He's back with us today, of course, Daniel Baker. How are you, Daniel?
Very good, thank you, Alex, and yourself.
Excellent. We gather you're not in a particularly great signal area there, so you could be dropped off at any particular time, but don't worry, all will be well with the world, that's the important thing. We've been just talking, Daniel, about the last two games. We're not focusing as yet on the Blackpool match, that's to come in issue 520, or the companion for 520, but if we're looking at the games against Leeds United and Blackburn Rovers, your thoughts, Daniel?
Well, Leeds United, as we know, are a team that are quite inconsistent. We've seen the two sides of Neil Warnock's men. You know, the 2-1 win over us, the 5-1 defeat by Chelsea, and the other games where they've performed pretty credibly. So I think again we're on we caught them and actually what was a good day. I mean, Luciano Becchio is a terrific striker. There's no doubt about it. The fact that he got the two goals was, you know, not too much of a surprise, but it is disappointing really because, in a way, even though it's a league where anybody can beat anybody. It's disappointing because we're up there, you know, in the top 5, in top 3 now, and they're, you know, somewhere off. So, in a way, yes, it is 3 points dropped. You know, we felt we should have won the game already, but then again, as you say, you're up against an inconsistent side, and, you know, as I said, we caught them on a bad day, a good day. Rather, actually, it's a bad day for us, perhaps more. But, I mean, as for Blackburn, again, you know, they're a team that are, you know, inconsistent. I mean, they've been in 3-4, really, and, you know, third in the league, and they've cut their manager.
Are you putting in for the manager's job, Daniel?
A Blackburn?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know what the criteria is for Blackburn Rovers manager. I mean,
just lose games and lose as many games as you want until you actually play Middlesbrough. If you lose that one, you lose your job. It's quite simple, I think. You know, the evidence is fairly straightforward. Interesting. Rob, I mean, does that sort of gels, I suppose, really, with the sort of thoughts you had from your point of view as somebody who was actually at the match?
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about the Leeds game and the fact that it was a very good atmosphere. They'd just been hammered off the park by Chelsea, of course, in the cup in the second half. So the thoughts going into it were, what would the reaction be from Leeds to that? What would the reaction be for the players?
They're basically hammered by Nottingham Forest, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. And as to Blackburn, it will be interesting to see who they actually appoint next.
It's extraordinary. Well, Daniel Baker, possibility, I think, isn't it? Richard Millward is a gentleman you probably haven't encountered in your time, Daniel, but he's one of our ace authors here in Middlesbrough. And, Rob, you've given him a centre spread for this with Apples and Burr, of course. His first novel, of course, Apple, and then, of course, Ten Story Love Song. Not necessarily to be read if you actually are a little bit sensitive to language.
That's fairly true, yeah.
But other than that, it's a good representative of, indeed, a gentleman who effectively helped launch the Middlesbrough Literary Festival a few years ago and did various readings outside Middlesbrough Town Hall, etc. Did you find Richard Millward was very much kind of, you know, a classic fan from that point of view?
Well, to be honest, the reason that this came about was because I've met him at a couple of matches and chatted to him at a couple of matches, so I asked him, would he fancy doing an interview and writing something? And he was saying, oh, yeah, please. So it was all done by email, though, because he's so busy I couldn't actually. I wanted to meet him, but he's off between here and London always and doing readings everywhere.
Well, then that's what happens when you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
Much as obviously Daniel Baker will have to just email you some material work through that. You know, he may never meet you in person. He may do. You know, he may actually visit the University of Lincoln and he can sort of meet you in person from that perspective. But anyway, let us move on to, again, the thoughts of Andrew Glover. Andrew, of course, who is now working for the BBC, BBC Online, I believe, really.
He puts
a fair bid in his latest message to effectively getting a job with BBC's Match of the Day, which, of course, Mogger's phrasebook. These are things that he tends to suggest. So I'll be interested in your views on this one, Daniel. The first one that he actually says is, if he comes stumbling in drunk after the game at Derby on January the 1st, he will respond to his wife when she demands to know what he's been playing at by simply uttering the Mogger phrase, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm very quiet there, Daniel. Are we still online?
Yeah, I still have. No, I was sort of chuckling to myself, actually, because what it is. I mean, it's New Year, isn't it? So, our people drink a lot. So,
exactly. And then on the regular occasions where Andrew might be interrupted by his wife for various afternoon naps, he will quote the MOGA phrase, "All I can do at the moment is accumulate hours of sleep and not worry about anyone else." And the classic, which comes from the Glover verse here, I think we can actually have the sort of the parallel universe that Andrew lives in. Really, we call it the Gloververse. When he's criticised about household chores, which are a regular source of frustration, he may well sort of rebut criticism of his latest efforts by declaring, "I might have only managed two shirts in an hour, but that's ironing." He then actually goes on to actually combine a magical moment of Marv, Scotty, the Duke and Big Ish. Yes, Roy of the Rovers stuff there, referring to Marvin Ebner, Scott McDonald, Lucas Jukovic and Ishmael Miller. Indeed, he actually likens them to being the equivalent to Alex Ferguson's quartet of Dwight York, Andy Cole, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and Terry Sheringham. I think probably in terms of speed, they're probably quicker now because Dwight, Andy, Ole and Teddy are getting on in years, they I think, to be fair. Now, yeah. I mean, if he kind of brought on board some of those other sort of players, like, you know, possibly Robin Van Persie, or, you know, maybe, I can't bring myself to say any of the other Manchester United sort of line from that point of view. Gascoigne, I think. Not Gascoigne. He would have been interesting.
Rooney.
Rooney, exactly. You know, possibly what I said there. But, yeah, an interesting sort of spec. And it does actually give us a lot of interesting choice in terms of that squad strength to actually use that. It's a point you make with Lucas Jukovic in the interview later on when mentioned there. So, good news from that point of view. And I don't know, Andrew, what Andrew's sort of looking at here in terms of he obviously believes that Gorgeous George, i.e. George Friend, has actually sort of, you know, taken the Mogolution to storm in many ways. Our George is genuine. He couldn't give two hoots what others think about him. Raise your glasses, ladies and gentlemen, to George Friend, one of football's greatest friends. Are you a George Friend fan, Daniel?
I like him. I like him a lot. He's a terrific left back. I mean, he was quite, you know, unlucky in his career in the early stages because he was playing in the non league of Exeter, I remember, and went to Wolves, didn't work out from there, went to Doncaster, and then, you know, ended up at Middlesbrough. You know, he played terrific. I mean, I watched the highlights of the League Cup quarterfinal against Swansea. He was terrific. I mean, he was absolutely fantastic. He really pulled his weight in the team. He came forward on the attack. He had a thunderbolt of a shot, which really caught Gerhard Tremel out in the game. So, you know, he really is a brilliant player for that position. And I think he's definitely the right man for that position at the moment for this club. There's no doubt about it.
There you go. George Friend, obviously, sort of up there in every sense of the word. And something you can actually provide us with the insight of, because it doesn't really translate too well from the written word, as far as Andrew's concerned, the chant of, "We are Middlesbrough, we are Middlesbrough." What's he referring to in this particular thing? Have we gone away from, "Come on, Borough, come on, Borough"? Is it now, "We are Middlesbrough, we are Middlesbrough"?
They don't sing it like that. They're not quite a tune, but that's often the way that... that the fans sort of tough out the end of matches, the singers, "We are Middlesbrough," and over and over again. Yeah.
In case you forget, it was very important. Lucas Jukovic, fine soul, did a fine interview with your good self. This was presumably at North Tees with Tracy Hyman, taking photographs and various other factors. And you've also identified Lucas Jukovic, or shall we say spotted him, at the front of a gig with a smaller emerging band.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a photograph of him. Just to
is
prove
he shaking
it.
Something, it's, by the way?
Yeah.
Is he shaking maracas, there?
It's a kind of, it's kind of like a silver tube that has, it's like a percussion instrument. It's a pity, wasn't it? If it was a tambourine, it would be instantly recognisable, but it is actually.
Are you saying Lucas Jukovic is the modern day Davy Jones of the Monkees? He just sits at the front with a tambourine. It's very
a bit taller.
Good. That would be
indeed. Yeah. No, that's right. He goes to a lot of gigs, and he lives in Durham, and he says it's a great place because he can go to Newcastle, Sunderland, and Middlesbrough and go to gigs all the time. And he's got friends in a band called Lilliput from Sunderland, and he's friends with the singer because I believe the singer used to sing in a band in Liverpool with his girlfriend, with Lucas's girlfriend, that is. And this was a rare chance for him where he took the photo of actually be able to see his friend's band live, because with him playing so many football matches, they seem to clash with their gigs quite a lot.
Unfortunate, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Does he actually go and score goals for Middlesbrough Football Club, or does he go and see the Lilliput?
This was actually after the match. This was a home match, and he was able to drive up to Sunderland I didn't know he was going to be there, but I just bumped into him, and he was at the front watching Lilliput. And,
when they get to the Premier League, you'll necessarily have that freedom and flexibility.
I know, absolutely. But, yeah. He might do in Sunderland if he's a Middlesbrough player.
But he has seen the Cortinas in Middlesbrough Town Hall.
He did, just a couple of weeks before Christmas. Yeah.
And he does seem to be scoring solid goals from that point of view, although he's also looking forward to the return of Muzzy Carriol.
Yes, because Carriol only played two or three games at the start of the season, but looked like a real prospect, a great sort of traditional winger, but with a lot of pace, and he whips the ball into the box. And if we're talking about Blackburn, when we beat Blackburn at Ewood Park earlier in the season, it was Carriol that fed Jukovic's second goal, which was a really good header from a deep cross from Carriol. So they're both looking forward to teaming up with each other again, I think.
It's absolutely marvellous, and once again I think it's nice to see that because of the different qualities of Ismael Miller, Scott McDonald, Marvin Emnes, and of course Lukas Jukovic himself, he kind of appreciates that, and Tony Mowbray seems to have stressed that it is a squad game, and you do need four strikers, not just two, competing for the same two roles.
That's right, that's the strength and depth we've got this season, and I think not only that we've got say Miller and Jukovic are different sorts of players, and if you go through the squad with the replacements for the players that they offer something different, which is really good. So it doesn't just mean picking the player that you think is the best player necessarily. It might be the player that you think can do most damage to the opposition within our team, which is what Tony Mowbray is all about. He picks each game, each team on the merits of that game.
Does that excite you, Daniel, as we look ahead to 2013? About sort of Middlesbrough's chances with that sort of strike force with George Friend. We haven't even spoke about Mr. Reach, of course, and his sensational goals, but that's for the next podcast.
Well, absolutely. I think it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, as a team in that division, you need a good range of strikers that can get the goals, and everybody's just getting important goals, getting, decent goals of that as well. I mean, I've seen some crackers over the season, and, people like Miller, McDonald's, they've been proven at certain clubs, and they're really, really good. I mean, McDonald's was one of Strachan's signings, and I think he's definitely been the best of Strachan's signings for us, and we're definitely going for the year and then a point off second spot, which is fantastic. So what is a very tight division, and then with anybody would beat anybody down the same area, in fractions of a week's game, and we've got a fantastic, not just in the attack as well, in the midfield, George Friend pushing forward as well. He's not just a defender, to get forward as well. We've got some great lads coming through the academy. But, definitely very optimistic for the new year, and, hopefully it'll end with indeed the Premier League, as you mentioned earlier.
When I actually started being a season ticket holder with Middlesbrough Football Club a wee while ago, and in the sort of 5 years I lasted, of course, the names of John Hickton, John Craggs, David Armstrong, Frank Spragg, and Jim Platt were very much to the fore. And now Jim's testing coordination wearing beer goggles.
Yeah.
What's this all about, Rob?
It was at Martin Pharmacy in the run-up to Christmas. They were basically talking about the health and all the other implications of drinking too much in over the festive period. And one of the ways they demonstrated that was wearing these beer goggles that that skew your vision, and you could have a go at darts and things with these beer goggles, and you could miss the ball. And obviously there would have been no good for Jim Platt to have won when he was in goal, because he would have been seeing about two or three balls coming at him.
Yeah, exactly. It's very strange. And Amy Wilmot, a bit of celebration there for the Olympic year.
Yes, she was. She's brilliant. She's only 19, and she was Olympic swimmer, and she trains and lives in Middlesbrough. And she went out to the European Championships just before this event took place, and got a bronze medal, which is her first senior medal. She's had lots of junior medals before, but she got a bronze in
800 metres freestyle.
Yeah, she's actually usually swims the medley, which is all the different disciplines. But I think she said she swam the freestyle because she does that in training regularly, and then surprised herself by getting a bronze medal. And as I say, it's fantastic the fact that she actually trains in the Neptune Centre, which used to be Berwick Hills, and she goes to the Teesside University, and
she
lives at home.
Sport coaching.
Yeah, so she's obviously an elite athlete. But she proves that you can do everything, and and perform
and
at the very
Middlesbrough
top.
And the Middlesbrough 10K as well.
And she did the Middlesbrough, I know. But you can do all that living.
She's just a Renaissance woman, though.
Yeah, she's a real star, actually.
Amazing. It's been a star-studded, festive version of the companion podcast for issue 519. That's Blackburn. How can people actually get hold of the paper copy if they haven't actually already got one because they actually visited the match and saw Middlesbrough beat Blackburn, quite rightly so?
Yeah, there was a few people there, thankfully. You can contact me by the website www.fmttm.com or email me at robshrug@gmail.com or write to Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Brentnell Street, Middlesbrough, TS1, 5, A for Alan, P for Peacock.
Amazingly, we'll be back almost before people actually know it with issues 520's companion podcast. Of course, that's another B word. That'll be Blackpool, of course.
Blackpool.
Yes, the companion from Blackpool. Daniel, have enjoyed your contributions to issue 519?
Yep, I have. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been great to come back again and share my thoughts. I mean, we've been on the bar for the last few weeks. It's been a fascinating sort of series of results, really. It's been great to reflect on it, really, with you.
And is your New Year's resolution as a journalism student in the second year, in the final part of his degree programme, second half, I should say, is your New Year's resolution to actually submit an article to Rob Nichols for Fly Me to the Moon?
Yes, I mean, look, have you got anything in mind for that? Is it like being a bar fan in Cambridge or Stoke Lincoln?
What would you like, Rob? What would you like him to do? You commission the article now. Let's do a little live, exciting things now. What would you like him to sort of submit for you?
No, I think, following Middlesbrough from afar, yeah, exactly.
Very good, like shepherds, you know, yeah. In time for the epiphany. Yeah. Our routine from that boy, following a star, you know, following the body boards, all over the routine. Okay, 7 words to actually wrap up with. Hopefully, Daniel is well aware of Come On Borough and Up the Borough to actually sort of work our way through that. He is now. Okay, let's wrap up with those final few words. Off you go, gentlemen.
Come on, Borough.
Up the Borough.